Sorry. So let's see. There's a lot here, and we have to squeeze it into the couple of days. So let's try to see the main yesodos of the Gemara. Meisakona ve'eilach. Nagu ha'am lichnais b'shlishi, v'laimichu b'yadam chachamim. That's what it said in the Braisa. Then it said, b'sheni la'yichnais v'machmas oynis mutter. Second thing. So you have one thing about sakana, one thing about oynis. And the third thing, mafrishnes l'chosim enakala le'le shabbos t'chilam neshuwais l'chabura. So there are three parts to this Braisa. The part about sakana, the part about oynis, and the part about being ba'al b'shabbos. So the Gemara takes one at a time. We will only have time to go through the first piece, which is the piece about Sakon. So my Sakon. Eli madamri b'sul nisislemer viti harek. So first the Gemara learns pshat, that they said b'sula who gets married on Yom Revi to harek should be killed. Why did they say if you get married on the fourth day you should be killed? Why are they interested in killing people? Because it's a religious thing to get married on Wednesdays. So the Goyim seem to care very much if Jews keep the Torah. Doesn't make sense. I couldn't care less if the Goyim keep, but whatever they want. But the Goyim always care about the Jews. So they made a gzeirah that if you're going to be Baal B'yam Revi, Teharek. So the Gemara asks on that, Nohagu, Lagami Nekrei. It's Shalv Sakana. Nagu means the people started doing it. Since the people started doing it, we let them not get married that day. If it's sakana, Besdin should be active in stopping, making sure that no one gets married on Wednesday. So therefore, the Gemara will go on to another pshat. L'chaira, this Gemara is a problem. The halacha is that while only three mitzvahs are Yehoreg V'Yava, three Averis of Gilei Arosh, Vichasdam, and Avayi Zara are the only ones that are Yehoreg V'Yavar. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says on Dafayin Dalit that if the purpose of the Gezeirah was specifically Lahavir Aladas, if the Gezeirah was made specifically to make Jews not keep the Torah, so the Gemara says Afilu Ala Raksa the Misani. What? Gemara says Afilu Ala Raksa the Misani. Even on the shoelaces, even if they make a gzeira to wear certain types of shoelaces, so even that is Yehoreg V'Yavar. If the whole purpose of the gzeira is Lahavir Al Hadas, so the Gemara says that everything is Yehoreg V'Yavar. So if that's the case, so then what's the Gemara saying? There should be also should be Yehoreg V'Yavar. So the Hagos Ashri is this kasha. The Gos Ashri asks, is this kashan? L'chair it's a problem. It should be Yehoreg V'Yavar. So the Gos Ashri answers that that's pshat in the Gemara, Nagu L'gamrei Niakre. Pshat is, this is all a din d'rabban. It's a d'rabban to get married on Wednesday. So the guy you want to make us be Iver. So we can't be over the Rabbana. But Naakre, let the Rabbana get together. Let them set be mevatel the mitzvah de Rabbana. And now if there's no mitzvah de Rabbana, then we don't have to be mais nefesh in order to keep the Rabbana. Naakre means they should uproot the whole mitzvah de Rabbana. They'll say there's no chiyuv anymore. The Rabbana have the power to be oiker such a Rabbana. They'll be oiker the Rabbana. So then everything will be fine. Then we're not Yehoreg V'Yavar, because then there is no drabbana.
Isn't the main thing that we want to show that we don't want to not do what Hashem wants from us? So like the drabbana said, do this. Now we show that we're not going to listen to the goyim.
Not going to listen to the goyim. What he holds is that if there's no chiyuv, if I have no chiyuv, because the drabbana took off the chiyuv, there's chayvus. So then, I'm not being over drabbana.
So,
This is what says in Agos Ashri, that the Rabbana will rip out the Rabbana, that the Gemara says the Rabbana should be oikin a mitzvah, and then there's no problem. So the Pnei Yeshua asks on Dargos Hashri, Pnei Yeshua Taka asks that, what about the Gemara Sanhedrin? Okay, Gemara's case of Araksa the Masani, the Gemara's case of the Shulais, the Rabbana made a Gzera to wear, and the Goyim are making a Gzera wear certain Shulais. So the Gemara says Yaharik Val Yavar. They're doing it Lahavir Al Adas, then it's Yaharik Val Yavar. So the Pnei Yeshua asks that wearing, what's the issur of wearing these shulaises? So there's a machlaikis in Sanhedrin. Rashi learns that there's no issur deraisa to wear these shulaises. It's a minig akum. Minig akum, minig Yisrael. It's not, there's no issur deraisa. Certainly not more than a drabana. The Rif and the Rambam learn in Sanhedrin that no, they learned that it is an Issa Deiraisa. It's an Issa Deiraisa of Chukas HaGoyim. Chukaseim Leisei Leichu. What the reason for that, what type of Goyish clothing is also asked for Chukaseim Leisei Leichu, is Paka Machlaikis. The Rif and Rambam learned that those shoelaces, for whatever reason, were something that's an Issa Deiraisa. So Pnei Yeshua says, Bishlama, like the Rif and Rambam, everything's good. According to the Rif and Rambam, everything's fine. It's only Yaharik Val Yavar by an Issa Deraisa. Because every Issa Derabanan will do like Dargos Hashri says. Dargos Hashri said you could be Eika the Derabanan. So it's Taka true. Every Derabanan, if the guy you make Xera will be Eika the Derabanan, we'll say the Derabanan doesn't exist. However we'll go about it, Bezin will get together, there'll be Eika the Derabanan. Then Dargos Hashri is fine, no problem. When the Gemara says Laver Adas, it's only talking about Yisur Deraisis. However, according to Rashi, Rashi learns that Araksa the Masani is also not a Deraisis. It's no more than a Drabanan. So the Agos Hashri's Teretz is not a good Teretz according to Shittas Rashi. Because according to Shittas Rashi, Araksa the Masani, which is not more than a Drabanan, is Yaharik Val Yavar. So then every Drabbanan is Yaharik Val Yavar. We don't say such a Svara that would just be Eikah the Drabbanan. So Pnei Yeshua says of this Hagos Hashri that it's good like the Rif and the Rambam, but like Shittas Rashi, it's a problem. Because Rashi obviously doesn't hold of the Hagos Hashri's Terence. Until they're Eikah the Drabbanan. Not the Mashmois of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking where the Romans made a Gezeira on Araks of the Masani. It's saying you have to be Argal Yavar. It's not Mashma that it's Mashma that we can't do anything about it. It's Mashmois of the Gemara. The Gemara should say Na'akre, just like here the Gemara says Na'akre. Here you could also say Nagu until Bezin got around to it. But the Pshat is that the basic thing is Na'akre, that would be accurate. So it's a problem like Rashi Shita. Because if it's there, it's only a drop on it, and we say it's a hard value avar. So we see it's not an excuse to just be Iker the drop on it. It's not enough to just be Iker it. It's a hard value avar. It's not sure, wouldn't it? Well, Rashi, there are a lot of Rishonim holds. As a matter of fact, we're knowing that way. Our minig is that there's no Kisem Leselech who's Stam on a Gaisha style. They put out a style and the guys don't wear Nike sneakers. Why is it look the same like Selechu? So the truth is that according to the Mechaber, according to the Rif and Rambam, it probably is. But the Ramah Paskins, that it's not look the same like Selechu, every guy is your style, unless it's connected to Znus or Avay Dezara. That's the way we Paskin. We Paskin don't look the same. A drop on them. Okay, if it's a drop on them, then they should be accurate. No, Rabbanan don't say it's part of the Deraisa. Rabbanan can make a siyag for a Deraisa. But it's still only a Rabbanan. Yes? According to Rashi or the Rif and the Rambam? That's a machlaikis, Vachu Kisem Leselechu applies. To what it applies. Then there's no Vachu Kisem Leselechu about anybody. Style that starts by Goyim and Yidden together. Oh, you mean sneakers started by Goyim and Yidden together? Yeah, some of that starts by Goyim and Yidden together.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Rashi holds a minig. It's not a minig like eating gefilte fish Friday night. It's a minig Yisrael that has a taikif of minig, which is like a drabanan. It's not more than a drabanan. In fact, it's less. And still, it's yarad vayav.
So you see, it can be
open. So there's Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yeridaya. The whole Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's a Simakuf Nun Zayin Sif Aleph. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Ayin Agos Ashri, Ksuvis, Daf Gimel. And then it says, Ayin Pnei Yeshua, Sechasid of Pnei Yeshua just spoke out. And then he says, Ayin Bach, in Hilchas Chanukah. So if you know that Agos Ashri in Pnei Yeshua already, I guess, Kivega meant to answer this kasha. He can't answer the kasha. He says, if you look at the Bach, you'll have a teretz. So, well, I looked up the Bach. What does it say in the Bach? I think it's in Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph. The Bach is the kasha. It says in Hilchas Chanukah that we light the menorah either by the door or by the window, connected to Rishus HaRav. It says, B'shas HaShmad, they lit it on the table, al ha-shulchan. The time that the Romans made the gezeiros against them, they lit the menorah on the table. So the Bach asks that b'shas hashmad, b'shas they make gezeiros on all the mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is yahara gval yavah. So why do you put it on the table? It should be yahara gval yavah, b'shas hashmad. You're putting it by the window, so it should be yahara gval yavah. That's the same. It should be the same thing as the Raksa the Masani. Shasak Zera, every mitzvah is Yahar Valyava. So the Bach answers. Then when do we say it's Yahar Valyava on all anything besides the main three? When do we say B'shas Hashmad? Only if you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah at all. If you're not going to be Mekayim the mitzvah at all, they said light by the window, you can't light at all. So B'shas Hashmad, it's Yahar Valyava. But if something of the mitzvah remains, if you could light it by the table, something remains from the mitzvah, even though you're not doing it the best way, so then it's not Yahar Valyavar. As long as you can be mekayim the mitzvah partially, it's not Yahar Valyavar. It's only Yahar Valyavar if you're going to totally not be able to do the mitzvah at all. That's the Bach's Yisayid in this day. What does that have to do with us, Sergio? What does that have to do by us, Sergio? What does that have to do with us, Sergio? It's going to be so beautiful now, Rashi Shita. If you learn the Rashi's here, you have two Shverkaiten in Rashi. The Gemara says, Shasa Sakana, you can't get married on Wednesday. Right? So Rashi says, Na'akre. So what does Rashi say? V'yiskenu lahem yamim acherim. Let's not get married on Wednesday, and let's make a takana for Tuesday. Make a takana for Tuesday. Makes a lot of fractisis, the taptisis. Why make a takana for Tuesday? If you're not getting married Wednesday, get married whenever you want. If we're being oikah the takana of Wednesday, get married whenever you want. Why does Rashi say get married Tuesday? So Rashi says, because Tuesday you have shaktu for 2 days at least, not three. But Tosfos asks, if you can't do shaktu, so be mevatlit. So Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying, now like the Bach, Rashi is very geschmack. Rashi holds that Na'akre and Asugya doesn't mean we should be Ikerit Lagamri. Why? Because if you be Ikerit Lagamri, it'll take it be Yahar Valyavar, like Rashi Shita. Because Rashi, like I said, doesn't hold the teretz of the Agos Ashri. So according to Rashi, be Yahar Valyavar. So Rashi learns Asugya that if you can't get married Wednesday, we don't say get married whenever you want, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. No! We'll say you can't get married Wednesday, and you'll have 3 days of shaktu. We'll keep a partial takana, get married Tuesday, and you'll have 2 days of shaktu, 2 days to prepare food. But you can't get married Monday. You have to get married Tuesday. We'll do it partially, we'll keep the takana. It's exactly like the Bach. What did the Bach say? You can't light by the window, but if you can light by the table, it's not yarad v'yavo. What's the Bach say? That if you can keep partially, you can keep the mitzvah, it's not yarad v'yavo. So therefore, Rashi learned our sugya that way too. That when we say, don't get married Wednesday, but, like Rashi says, Nisnulem Yamim Acherim, we will make a takana for Tuesday. They'll get married Tuesdays. And partial takana will remain. If a partial takana remains, that's the Bach Shita. That calls the mind that a partial takana remains. It's not Yarav Vayava. So, what comes out is we have two terutzim to Agos Hashvi's Kasha. Agos Hashvi asked that according to this Gemara's Havani, that they made it Zera, you now get married on Wednesday, just like Lahachis, the Jews shouldn't keep mitzvahs. So he asked the Kasha, it's Yarav Vayava. So we have now two terutzim. The Agos Hashvi's Terence, that the Rabbanah would uproot the whole Rabbanah, which could be a good Terence according to the Rif and the Rambam, that any Rabbanah is not Yarav Vayava because the Rabbanah could uproot it. According to Rashi, the Agos Hashvi's Terence is no good, like we said, like Peshua says. But according to Rashi, we'll use the Bach's Terence. According to Rashi, we'll use the Bach's Terence, that we're not being oikah the mitzvah totally. We're just reducing it. We're doing it in a b'dievedik manner. So memela, it's not yarag v'yavah. But your gain is, if any of you had a hard time with these Rashis, suddenly now it's masa kifash. The Rashi says, yiskun lohem yomim acherim. Why does Rashi say that? Well, the top taisa brings, b'sheni lo yikane, it's b'resha kunches. Afilu b'shasa sakana. Even when it's a sakana, don't get married Wednesday. Dein lak or b'shvila, takana sakam, heli yom echad. We only push it off one day. Why was Tosis has problems with that? But Rashi was Bukhra. So Rashi wanted to answer the Kasha of the Agos Hashvi. He wanted to answer the Kasha. That what do you mean? It's Yarag Vayavar. So Rashi says, no, the Takana will remain partially. Tosis can learn the Agos Hashvi. That's only a problem in Rashi. Tosis can learn the Agos Hashvi. That it's Yarag Vayavar. Only if Rabbanan are not Iker. Sanakri, they'll be Iker it, and it won't be a problem. Okay, the only thing that loose end with this is that Agos Hashvi said will be Iker it. So let's say, God forbid, today there was a Gzeira on a Rabbanan, Bezdin would be Iker it. We learned yesterday that Bezdin has no reshus to be Iker the Raisa. Unless it's a Bezdin to be Iker the Rabbanan. Unless it's as big as the first Bezdin B'chokmo B'minyan. So what right? What do you mean, will be Ikerit? It's the old Takana. So the Agos Hashvi says, similar to what we said yesterday, he himself is the Kasha. And he says that Aldas Kain, the Takana was made originally. All Takana is the Rabbana that made Aldas Kain, that B'shasa Takana, Bezdin has a right to suspend it. And then mainly he says that it's not a problem.
How do you generally have a
Well, in time periods, you won't have it. When we shine in Tachrayim, we say we can't be Iker. Tanoim Tamaram, we can't be Iker. But within the periods of the Tanoim, they were strong about the B'nai B'Seira when they see him first, and Hill was Nasi second. And Hill was a bigger Tamachacham than B'nai B'Seira. So they were godly men of Machacham. So it is shining. Okay, so this is the first pshat in the Gemara in Sakana, that Sakana means straight out of Gzeira, and the Gemara slugs it up. If so, the Gamri Neakre, Amar Rabba. So Rabba says in Upsha, the Amri Besula Hanisus Biemaravi Tiboy Lahegmain Tchila. If they come along and make a Takana, and any woman who gets married on Wednesday should be Tiboy Lahegmain Tchila, the Hegman has a right to be Baal. In fact, the Gemara has sakana. That's not sakana. Ainesu. So what does it mean sakana? No one's dying. The Hegman is Baalhar. Baalhar is Manasar. And for the Gemara, Mishum de Ikatsnu is the Masana Shayla Ketala of Ashmadei Sakana. It It's a sakana because the tznua is masr nafshayu. So Rashi learns interesting pshat. I would have thought, what does masr nafshayu mean? It means that they're very arloch and they would rather die than be near Bala Hegman. But Rashi says, no, it's not pshat. Masr nafshayu means they don't want to become asr to their husband. They'll be to Bala Hegman, so that they already have kedushin. This is between kedushin and nisuin. They'll be asr to their husband. So the masr nefesh, because they're afraid that the Hegman is bizana with them, they'll be asr to their husband, which is of course not true. Because the Oinus, except for the Kayin, but the Oinus is not asr to the husband. But Rashi learns that that's Pshat. Mishum de'ikat snua is the masr nefeshayu. Means they don't want to be asr to their husband. So therefore they'll be masr nefesh. Why Rashi learns this way? Or the Ra'a learns the other way. Masr nefeshayu means that the masr nefeshayu ketola, they think it's Yarek Bal Yavar. All right. The Ritva says Rashi got it actually from the word snuais. Where it says Rishon Deikat snuais the Masa Nafshayu. Snuais is mashba has something to do with in Yane Tashmish, with being asked to husband. So that's how the Ritva explains.
Why can't we just?
But you're right. When the Gemara is Rishon Deikat Kanes, there's no question. The question is at this point the Gemara meant.
Why don't they put the Kedusha and Nisun together?
Why didn't they put the Kedushin and the Suin together? So what happens if the Hegman comes after the Chuppah?
I'm assuming that it was before the
Suin. Maybe it was a Shax, the Hegman could come after.
And why wasn't
it
necessarily before the Suin that the Hegman would come?
I think the Hegman, he did whatever he was in the mood. You know, he's probably a drunkard who came whenever he was in the mood to come. I don't think it's not like a mitzvah that he did in a specific way. So this is the Gemara's pshat that Yibala Hegman Tchila, and therefore they stop getting married on Wednesday nights. So why they stop getting married on Wednesday nights? Makes a lot of sense. Now listen to Gemara's next kashya. V'lidrish lehudai nishari. What does that mean? V'lidrish lehudai nishari. What do the words mean? Let's take in all the ladies. I'll give them a class. Whoever's going to get married, tell them listen. You want to get married Tuesday because you're afraid of Tibal Hegman Tchila. And we're afraid you'll be a comely day Sarkana. No, better get married Wednesday. And if you get married Wednesday and the Hegman comes, you should know you don't become asa to your husband. It's not Yahari Val Yavar. Don't worry. So therefore, you can get married Wednesday. That's what Gemara says. So we don't want to be Akedravan. Stay getting married Wednesday. So there are two inyanim here, one which none of the mafarshim ask, and one which all the mafarshim ask. So let's click at first the one which none of the mafarshim ask, but I think you would ask. If you were a kala, just imagine for a minute. You're a kala, and you're supposed to get married on Wednesday night. Now they made this gezeira, tibar lahegmein tchila. So Rabbanan came to you, they said, so you say, I want to get married Tuesday. So Rabbanan came and said, don't worry, what are you worried about? You won't become asa to your husband, it's not Yarek Val Yavar. So get married Wednesday night. What would you say? What? That's what Rabbanan is telling this lady. Get married Wednesday. And don't worry, it's not Sakana.
It's better for anybody to get married Tuesday. It's just in case there's a kind of assumed, there's no
Mashal Wednesday. So Rabbanan will tell it's even better for you.
Yeah.
Because even better for you, the Hegman will be by you, and then your husband will never know if you have a son, you never soon. So what would the woman say? What would a normal woman say?
I'm not,
you're right, there's no religious issue on Wednesday. But forget about religious issue. I'm not interested in the Hegman being by me. Why isn't the Gemara saying it? It must be, it's the only way to learn. I don't know why everyone doesn't ask this kasha. Must be. The only way I could understand this Gemara, if somebody has different shot, it's fine. The only way I could understand this Gemara is that Tibal Hegman Tchila was a law. But the Hegman didn't show up all the time. Maybe he didn't even show up most of the time. He had a right. What do you think? The Hegman, every night he went out to have a good time to. Yeah. That's the only way I can understand the Gemara. Even with that, it's hard to understand the Gemara. But this is a problem which you'll find somebody who asked the kasha and you'll show me, because I don't remember anybody who should ask this kasha. And it's like stares you right in the face. Like if you look at the Gemara technically, you don't think, you know, it's a fit. But you start thinking about a human being and tell this kala, don't worry so much, it's not sakana. I should tell you, good, I'm happy it's not sakana, but I'm not interested. You bought like mitchila. No, it's not an obvious problem with the Gemara. You know, I could really get married Sunday night if my lazy husband would only be matriarch the week before. You know, he could prepare the food the week before. And then, and not only that, you know, the rush holds that a woman has a right to be meichel on Shabbat. The rush shita is a woman could be meichel. She could say, I won't have a fancy wedding. I won't have 3 days worth of preparation. So most women would probably be meichel the chicken and get married on Tuesday. No. They'll be meichel the extra food and get married on Tuesday. The whole Gemara.
On
Sunday. Sunday. Sorry. We left for Shabbat. You took it by Sunday night. Okay, at any rate, so this is the kasha which I said nobody asks. I'm sure that some of you would ask this question, so I'm heading it off. Let's get back to the Gemara. What the Gemara says, however we learn it, is that a woman is allowed to get married on Wednesday. Even though she knows that there's a possibility the hegman will come and will be ma'anis her to be over on the Issa Deraisa. She'll be an Eishes Ish. And the hegman will be ba'al her. She's an Issa Deraisa. And the hegman will be ma'anis her. And afal pi kein, she'll be allowed to get married. What does that mean?
You can't plan a minute. Nice habit, don't get in a car accident. It's an accident. If you want to shoot somebody,
so that's the question. This is the kasha which they deal with. I'm sorry, yeah, this is a good question. The question is, you're allowed to put yourself in a situation where you know there's a possibility you're going to come to have to come on to excuse of itis. That's nice. You throw yourself into such a situation. We had a machlekes, the Balamar and the Ramban. I mentioned to you a case where you're doing a bris milah on Shabbos. Doing a bris milah on Shabbos, and you don't have hot water. As I mentioned to you then, it used to be that hot water after a bris was sakana. It would be an infection otherwise. Sakana's the fascist. You had to have hot water to bathe the wound after the bris. So somebody knows he has no hot water for after the bris. And it's Shabbos, it's the eighth day. Is he allowed to do a bris milah? And once he does the bris, he'll say, oh, now I'm in anus, now it's a sakana, koch nefashis, so now I'm going to heat up hot water. Are you allowed to do that? So the Ramban said, it's mutter, no problem. Do the bris, and after the bris, you'll have a heter to heat up the hot water, no problem. But the Baal Hamor disagreed. The Baal Hamor held, it's not so. You can't put yourself into a situation where you know that you're going to end up cooking hot water on Shabbos with a tine of anus. A person can't put himself in such a situation. So the Mefarshim ask, Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in Simon Dalit brings from Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon asked that this Gemara is Saiser the Baal Hamor. This Gemara says Lidra Shulhu Da'inu Shari. This Gemara says you're allowed Mechatchila to get married Wednesday night, even though you know that there's a possibility that this person is going to come and be manasi. Why is that any different than doing a bris milah knowing that you're going to have to heat up hot water? And you could say, what's the difference?
It's the same thing.
The what? Oh, so the only thing you could say is that heating up water is a vadai. Here it's a suffix. But a suffix de rice is just like a vadai. Savi deraisa, why should that be different than a father? Yes. What? Right, but only the meal itself, not the hechsher meal. If let's say you don't have a knife, you're not allowed to sharpen a knife for this meal. Yeah, yeah, if the meal knife is not usable. What? Only the bris meal itself is mutter. Beisham, Rabbi Eliezer held, you're allowed to do all the machshirei meal. But we talk like Rabbanan that only the milah itself is permitted. Let's say the mohel didn't carry his knife, he can't carry his knife on Shabbos. Because machshir milah not techas on Shabbos. The wedding is allowed. It's the hegmon that's not allowed. What? Why should Shabbos be different?
It just is. Shabbos is always different.
Shabbos and Znus, so which is worse? The Znus, the Vesh, the Shabbos, the Argal Yabra, Shabbos and Night. You're right, this is what you have to see. You have to chap why.
Situation, if you want to
there is no Easter at all.
Right.
No, Karkar is still an Easter. It's an Easter, it's just it's B'Shev Al Pas, it's still an Easter. It's not clear if it's Mutlach HaTchila or anything. We'll talk about it tomorrow. What? No, this is the cash. So Rav Shimon says a very geshmack in Teret. What? Our case is why? But a Safed Deraisa, usually, Rav Shimon certainly, remember we have Rav Shimon, a Safed Deraisa is a Vade Deraisa. Right? Rav Shimon certainly treats Spakers like that. Rav Shimon says a very geshmack in Teret. Shimon says there's a difference between a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh. What's the difference? We already learned that a mitzvah, that lenaro lo saseh davar, we learn out, einis keman deloy avad. If you're over on a lo saseh, if a person is over on a lo saseh ba'einis, he eats treifas ba'einis, unsa keman deloy avad. It's like he didn't eat treifas. If somebody's over on a lav, somebody's mizana ba'aynis, unsa kamanda layavad, it's like he never did it. It's erased. That was the Chem de Shleima, the Rav Chanan. That unsa kamanda layavad, the aynis is like it never happened. But I asked you then, what's the svara? Let's say you're an aynis in a mitzvah saseh. You can't be mekai mitzvah shayfer. Someone ties someone up, and he can't be mekai mitzvah shayfer. He's an aynis. So he's not going to be punished. He's an itis. But do we say that it's as if he listened to a shayfer? So we said, no, unsa kamanda avad lo yamrina. We say unsa kamanda lo yavad. If you do something against your will, that's not called you did it. If someone forces somebody to do something against his will, he didn't do it. Somebody else did it. Someone forces treifas down someone's throat. So unsa kamanda lo yavad. But you can't say, what's the command of that? That's as if you did it, because you're the mighty, you didn't do the mitzvah saseh. So Zakr of Shimon, Agamar is a loy saseh. Znus, what's the command of Loyava? The Balamar is maida by a loy saseh, that you're allowed to put yourself into a matziv, even though later you'll come into a situation where you'll be an oinus. It doesn't matter, because what's the command of Loyava? It's like you never did it, so you're allowed to put yourself in such a situation. Shabbos is an asay and a lois asay. Shabbos is a mitzvah of tish b'sul, of Shabbos asay. It's a mitzvah asay of Shabbos asay and a lois asay of lois asay komala. In a mitzvah asay, the Baal Amar holds that in a mitzvah asay, if you're an itis, You don't say unsa kamanda avad. You'll be missing this discourse of Shmir Shabbos. You'll talk about it, it's not your fault. The baby was in Sakana, but you still didn't keep Shabbos. You're still missing Shmir Shabbos. So unsa kamanda avad, we don't say. So by Alois say we say it. Einis is nothing. But not by an asay. This is Reb Shimon's Yisayid. Reb Shimon's Yisayid is beautiful. It's Kol HaTarakula. It's a very nice Yisayid. And an asay is different than a lois asay. I'll mention to you a few of the cases where this comes up in a very geshmaka way. There's a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bayit, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud, who says this Yisayid. Reb Shimon's side, and he plugs it into four or five more places. One of them fits very well, Sukkis. On Sukkis, we say that if it rains on Sukkis, right, so the Mishnah says, when it rains on Sukkis, it's like your like an Eved that brings the drink to his Adin, the Adin throws it at his face. Terrible thing. So the Kash is, what do you mean? If it rains on Sukkis, you're an Inus. An Inus, Rachmana Patre. If it's raining, you're only in the Sukkah. Inus Rachmana Patre. There's no problem. Inus is not, you don't have to do tshuva for being an Inus. No, that's in a Lais Aseh. In a Mitzvah Aseh, you're still missing the Mitzvah. You're missing the Mitzvah of Sukkah. You're still missing the Mitzvah. If you're missing the Mitzvah Aseh, it's not like nothing. Like, oh, this is nothing. It brings another thing. It brings that from the Mechilta, that checking tefillin is a chiyuv d'oraisa. A person is b'chuyim in a Torah to check his tefillin every whatever number of years, twice every 7 years. So mitzvah d'oraisa is to be b'edik tefillin. Frech the Mishkan es Yaakov, why is checking tefillin a d'oraisa? And after we shecht an animal, checking for treifas, even though we're not to check for treifas, to check the lungs, it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. Checking lungs is not a chiyuv d'oraisa. But Shechit forgot to check the lungs, or never areya, or if by mistake it was thrown away, not through pshia. So you're allowed to eat the meat. So why is the checking tefillin is a chiyuv d'oraisa, and checking the lungs is not a chiyuv d'oraisa? What's the difference checking tefillin and checking lungs? So what's the answer now? Checking lungs. What's worse comes to worse. You have a head to eat the meat. You can rely on the chazaka of the animal's kosher. Just maybe it's really treif. You're an honest. You relied on raiv and chazaka that says it's kosher. So you ate it. Maybe klavishraya galya, the animal had a hole in its lungs. You're an honest. You relied on the dinei atayra of raiv and chazaka. So it's a kabad loy of it. You ate treifis, but it's like you didn't eat treifis. If you were allowed to eat it, so there's nothing wrong with eating it. A license says a license. By tefillin, if a person has tefillin and they're possum and he doesn't know it, he went to a seifa mumcha, he has no reason to suspect it's possum. There's no reason. He's relying on the chazaka and the tefillin started off kosher. Nothing happened to them. And it comes out 20 years down the road, he finds out it's tefillin was a possum. It could be he's an einus. Maybe. Relying on the chazaka, he's an einus. But he's still missing the mitzvah of tefillin. The unsa commanda avad layamrinan. There's no unsa commanda of it. We can't say you're an einish, so we'll give you schar like you wore tefillin. You didn't wear tefillin. You get no einish for missing the tefillin. But lemaisa, you didn't have the tefillin. So by an assay, you're obligated to check. By a lois assay, you're not obligated to check. It's a big difference. Clear, very clear difference. Very, it's a very mosa kibash. Rabbi Shlomo is taking away from you the ability to do an asay. It would be a lice to say by this, we wouldn't say that. It's an asay, then you know, we say that, that's a bizarre.
What about the case that this case?
These cases are different, but it uses Rav Shimon's Yisai. These cases are very different, but it uses Rav Shimon's Yisai. Agimara, Lidrashu, Daivishari, if it was a lice to say, you'll be an Inus. And that's the aside. Once the commander lay out, there's nothing wrong. So the Balamor is minded. The what Darsa Mech is saying is not explaining our Gemara. He's just using Reb Shimon's aside in order to explain other things. Or he explains one other totally different thing, nothing to do with our Gemara. You know that when you go to a Beis HaKfaris, you stick your tzitzis in. There's something called Layig L'Rash. Layig L'Rash means that you don't walk in front of a rosh, in front of a mace who can't keep a mitzvah, you don't walk there showing that you're doing a mitzvah. Like a rosh, so therefore, you don't wear tzitzis, you don't wear tefillin, you don't hold a safe tire in your hands. Frak de meshachachma, the Gemara says beferish that you're allowed to bury a mace in a beged shatnez, a beged of klayim, of shatnez. No, it's a mesim chashi. Mesim chashi, so therefore you're allowed to bury a mesim shatnas. Why is that loig l'rosh? Bury a mesim shatnas. When he was alive, he had a mitzvah not to wear shatnas. Now that he's buried, it should also be loig l'rosh. So it's saying parents. What is it I say? If the mace is wearing shatnas, there's nothing wrong. He's dead. It's not his fault. He's dead. He'd rather be alive. You know, he's the lechayin is gadol mazul. He died. You know, about kofa chatamei. So he's an einus. He's a mace. He doesn't have the mitzvah by Elisa say. So command loyavet. The mace doesn't do anything wrong by wearing shatnas. The ways can wear shatnas 24 hours a day. I guess that's what they do. And there's no avera. But when it comes to a mitzvah say. The mace is takanoinus, he doesn't have a mitzvah tzitzis. But the mace is still missing the mitzvah tzitzis. It's not commander up. The mace doesn't get schar, kilu, he's wearing tzitzis under the. Once against the commander up, he's dead. But if he wears tzitzis, he has no mitzvah. They put a talis on him. He's not a kind of mitzvah. But he's an honest, he's takanoinus. But he's still loyeg l'rosh, because you, who are alive, you have a mitzvah tzitzis. He was dead, he's missing the mitzvah. Ba'inus, even Ba'inus, and mitzvah say Ba'inus is still missing the mitzvah.
But the real Shad is also still like Barash, like he's an Ainus and he's
Mandalay Avenue.
I'm not an
Ainus. By the Shadness?
Yeah.
But what's wrong with being an Ainus? Nothing wrong with being an Ainus. What's a Mandalay Avenue? The person doesn't have to worry if he's an Ainus. Someone points a gun at someone and says he traitors and he eats it, nothing to be ashamed of, he's supposed to eat it. It's a mitzvah to eat it. If you ask a shayla to a rod, the rod would say, eat it quickly, v'zrizos. That's an einus. So an einus, by Elisa, say, is nothing wrong, zero wrong.
Okay, so you can say that you said, an einus, never an einus. That's the next part of the
word. What we're saying is, if once a commander lo yavad, then you're allowed to put yourself in the matzah. Because it'll be commander lo yavad, there's nothing wrong. He explains also with this, it's an interesting thing, a lot of Klal Yisrael has this minute that Pesach night, they're makbin ha-shmura matzah m'shas k'tzira, they're makbin ha-mamish shmura matzah m'shas k'tzira, and the rest of Pesach, they're not so makbin ha-shmura m'shas k'tzira, even if it's not shmura at all. Dikra din, you're allowed to buy flour from Goyim and assume that it's not chametz. This man says you can't because they process it differently. At the time of the Gemara, you could buy flour from Goyim and assume it's not chametz. So the first thing we have shmura. What does shmura mean? Shmura means it's shomer mechimos. It's watch. It shouldn't become chametz. That's all 7 days. What's the difference? The first night and the other days. Zakat b'shech chachma so beautifully. When is it a mitzvah say to eat matzah? Only the first night. The rest of the days, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah, it's just you're not allowed to eat chametz. It's a lav to eat chametz. So if you buy flour from a guy, the halacha is you're allowed, you can assume it's not chametz. Let's say Klapi Shmaya Galia really is chametz. Did you do anything wrong? Let's say the Rebbeinu Shalom knows it's really chametz. But the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is beferish, you're allowed to buy it from a guy. Did you do anything wrong? So all the other 6.5 days, except for the first night of Pesach, the other 6.5 days, the halacha is you're allowed to buy flour from a guy. So you buy flour from a guy, you make matzah, you're not over anything. Because you can do it to Leisa say, boy, this is command b'lay avad. But the first night of Pesach, where matzah is a mitzvah say, so there it is. If Klapi Shmaya Galia is not matzah, you're missing a mitzvah. Mitzvah say, you don't say command the Avad. So it explains so many of these things in a very beautiful way. It's a nice insight. I'm just thinking, this already Meshach Chokhmah doesn't say, on Yom Kippur, Miklap al chait shechaton al fenecha ba'ainis uberatzi. But an old kasha, what do you mean al chait shechaton al fenecha ba'ainis? Why do we have to do tshuva if ainis command al ayavad? Why do we do tshuva al chait shechaton al fenecha ba'ainis? That's a kasha that the drushes for him ask. It needs a good teretz. How do you have a pashup shah? What's al chait shechaton al fenecha ba'ainis? Ba'ainis you have to do tshuva. I don't know, maybe Hachel Fenecha Ba'ainis is on the Bitl Aseis. On the Bitl Aseis Ba'ainis that we did, that we're still missing the Asei. It's still funny to call it the word Chayt, but Lamaisa, it's a Bitl Aseis, we're missing the mitzvah. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Ba'ainis. Ba'ainis of Rav. Yicharata, you have to wish it wouldn't have happened. She's to bowl the hegmine. She certainly had to be shoved in the ass. Shoved afterwards. Shacharata on what happened. Somebody by accident ate something treif. He had every reason to believe it's kosher. Right? He went and it had a hechsher, a good hechsher, and he ate it and later they found it was treif. It was an einus. So if it's a lice assay, they don't have to do tshuva. Einus to command loy other. If it's an assay, if he would fill in and he had every right to rely on it, came out it was possible. So he has to have charata, he has to have chayas to chuva. Okay, al kapanim, this is the Reb Shimon's yisayid, which as I said is also the Meshech Chachmas yisayid, in answering this gemara. Reb Shimon is right here in the Chiddush Reb Shmuel. Reb Shmuel Rezavsky gives a Talmud of Reb Shimon. This is quoting his Rebbe. Simen Dalet Ois Aleph. It's one Talmud, the whole piece. And the yisayid is, it's a beautiful yisayid. Sometimes I learn something. I'm learning Gemara. 90% or 95% of what we learn, I can't speak out the Balabat in the shul. Besides, Tibor Lehegwain, I don't know if I talk about it that way, mixed company anyway. But, you know, a lot of it, you have to be into a sugya. But every once in a while, you come to a side, which is a side, you know, you could say it over the Shabbos table, you could say it over anyway. It's like such a basic side that. If you bear it in mind, you'll find it answers other kashas. You know, you say the difference between the assay and the lice assay, I'm sure that there are many other kashas that will answer over time. You know, Chaim used to say, sometimes if Chaim says, said he said, they showed him that if it's really a run, it's really an arif. So if Chaim used to say, in Yiddish he said, if a good to veg, Trefman mentioned. You travel on a good road, you meet people. You go in an old dilapidated place, you don't meet anybody. You go in a good place. So if you come up with a good yisayid, so you meet people, you're fine. You know, Shema said the yisayid, the Meshech Chachma said it before him. Said a bizarre. It's a good yisayid, so you meet people. I'm sure there are more places with this yisayid. Okay, one more thing, and tomorrow we'll get to Taisis Lidrash Lehu. There's one more kasha on this Gemara. Also yisayid the stick. On Lidrash Lehu Da'ayin Nishari, Yeshua Lai Diskin, yes, Akasha, that B'nei Noyach on Mitzvah and being Mizanu in an Eishas Ish. This Hegman is a guy, but a guy is also Mitzvah in Eishas Ish. This Hegman is being Iver on one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. So, Frekt Rav Yeshua Lai, what's the heter to get married Wednesday night and Lidrash Lehu Da'ayin Nishari and they'll get married and if the Hegman comes they'll be Bayol, but the Gemara says in Pesachim that there's an Isser of Liftei Iver by Goyim. You're not allowed to give a Goy Eva Ben Achai Lepnei Noyach. The Gemara said in Pesachim, I think it was about Chof Aleph on the days, that Eva Ben Achai Lepnei Noyach, there's an Isser of Liftei Iver. So Yoiva Lifteim, if you get married Wednesday night and you know that the Hegmain on Wednesday nights he's looking around for somebody for an Ishish to be Mizana with, so Yoiva Lifteim, I see Timichshal. How are you allowed to get married on Wednesday night? You'll have a head to you're an honest. The Hegmain's not an honest. He's amazing. If you hold that Safik Lifteim is not Lifteim, then it's not Lifteim.
You don't have to change.
According to the sheet, there's nothing happening. Moshe Elsa, I believe, is not a statement.
You don't have to change your schedule just because he's going to come in and do an action.
That's a Rishul Leib's side. Rishul Leib Diskin has his side. Ramesha quotes it also in the Gris Meisha. It's not, Stamach Avarfin and Chiddish. Ramesha in the Gris Meisha, Yeredei Achelik Gimel, Simon Sadik, quotes it. Rishul Leib's side is that for Lifnei Iver of a Rasha, you don't have to give up something that you have a right to because of Lifnei Iver of a Rasha. You know what it's like? I'll give you a perfect illustration of this Rabbi Shua Leib. I remember when we were in elementary school, so recess time, someone had a snack, and someone else wanted from that snack, wanted a piece. So there was a shtick that they did, right, that the one who wanted it would make a bracha, and say, no. And you know, now you have to give it to him. So if you don't give it to him, you have to lift neiver, because the bracha levatala. So what's the terrorist? There it is, because you're a Russia, I don't have to give up my thing for your Lifnei Iver. If I want to do you a favor and give you treifis, that's Lifnei Iver. Because you're a Russia, you put yourself in a situation, I have to give up something of mine for you. He brings not that case, he brings almost identical case to the Bracha case. Rishul Leib brings, if someone makes a Shavua, that you're gonna do him a favor. Someone makes a shvuah l'Hashem that you're gonna wash his kafir. So you're mechuyev to wash his kafir. If you don't wash his car, he's gonna be over there eiser. He just made a shvuah that you're gonna wash his car. So you're mechuyev to wash his car. Well, you're going to good business now. You make shvuahs and get the find frumis, and your friends are not gonna do it, but you find these real frum people. And you make a shvua that he's gonna, he's gonna clean your house or whatever. So I'll have to do it. So Rishul Leib brings from the Rambam that there's no chiyuv. So he makes a shvua, I'm gonna do something. I have to do it. He says, "I lifnei iver." He says, "That's not lifnei iver. Lifnei iver is not in a situation where." What's Ramesh's case? Ramesh's tshuva is about a rebbe in a day school, and he's teaching a class, and there's a guy in the class. Guy, in that case, somebody who had a conservative gerus. This happens all the time out of town. This is a very common. People who go teach out of town have the shiloh all the time. There's a kid in the class who's al pi halacha, he's a guy. But for the politics of the community, they can't do anything about it. So the Rebbe now asks the shiloh to Rav Moshe, am I allowed to teach? Teaching Torah to a guy is lifnei iver. The guy is over on a. On Akim Shalom et Torah Chayim Misa. What?
He's
a Russia conservative. He might not be his fault that he's a Russia. That's true. Ramesha does says this. He said. Ramesha says I'm teaching a class of Jews, so I have to not teach them because of this guy. So Ramesha says that because there's a guy here, I don't have to refrain from it. Or he has a second shuv, it's identical, about somebody who has a relative that intermarried. A relative that intermarried, she married a guy. And she's coming to the Pesach Seder with the guy. So he wants to know if he can speak out Divrei Torah at the Pesach Seder. The guy is listening to Divrei Torah. So Ramesha has the same yisai. He says, there's no lifnei iver in the case. He put himself into such a situation. So if he asked me to teach him, Antaka shouldn't teach him. But if I'm speaking, I'm at my Pesach Seder, I want to speak things out for my family, because the guy is here, I don't have to give up my thing because of his Aveira. He wants to be from, let him not come. Because if his Aveira, I don't have to give up something of mine. That's this he said. I don't have to give up my thing because of his Aveira. So that's what Rishul Leib says in our Gemara. Is a male if you get married Wednesday. I should have to give up getting married Wednesday because lifnei iver for this Rasha. I'm not mechuyev to give up my thing that I have a right to because the Rasha is going to use it for an aveir. That you don't say lifnei iver. That's this side of Rishul Leib Diskin. I once heard, I don't know if I saw, that. Somebody asked Rabbi Yashiv 2 days in a row. Someone asked Rabbi Yashiv, how the Frumah made demonstrations about Shemir Shabbos, right? Frumah, years ago, right, when the Arabs start up, the Jews don't throw stones at each other. It's peaceful, Jews throw stones at each other. As you see Jews throwing stones at each other, you know that Shalom al Yisrael, right? So there was a time that they made demonstrations. So somebody asked them, they're making demonstrations, but the police work overtime, the television crews are working, they're working more than they would work otherwise, but maybe. So he cited this Rabbi Shulamai, because there are Varyanim, we don't have to give up on our things, the things we have a right to. We don't have to give up. It's a separate question if it's a good idea to make the demonstration. But at least they either, assuming it's a good idea, it's something that is helpful, so then it's not, that's not the same either. It's the assault. And now let me just tell you, for tomorrow, we're going to do Taisis, Lidrish Lahu. Tomorrow, in all likelihood, we're going to go till 1 o'clock. So adjust yourself accordingly. Eat an extra piece of bread for breakfast or something. I don't like to keep you overtime. But tomorrow there'll be a shmooze, and after the shmooze, it generally gets late. Being that we're sort of running out of time in this man, that's an important taisis. So we'll go to 1 o'clock in Yitzhashem. Okay? What?